word of God is light. The word of God is truth. The word of God is life. Join God's servant, Apostle Jonathan Shekoinah of Family Worship Experience International, as we journey into the reality of kingdom truth.
All the voices. Prophesy to your spirit, let the channels of my spirit be open. Let there be no boundaries tonight. Let deep call unto the deep. Father, tonight we've gathered unto you. Our hearts are open. Our spirits are open. We ask the Lord in strange ways visit us tonight. And let no one be the same. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you excited to be here tonight? I know tonight everyone is in for an experience, and I want you to believe it. Everyone tonight is in for an experience. And before we proceed, we will take our time to pray again. We are finishing the series on revival this night. And the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. I know God has visited a lot of us in the past 2 weeks, but yesterday is gone. Today we are in it. So let's open up and allow the Spirit of God move in this house in such a strange way. And let everyone be transformed. Can you hold the hand of someone? And again, in the next 3 minutes, you will just pray in the spirit and open up your heart to receive. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Shabarasko balata briske balataya. Barata bakoso balati brete kosha. Separato bakoso beliates. Zabarata. Those of you outside, ensure you're praying. Tonight is not the night to look at your neighbor. It's not the night to be distracted. It's the night to receive. Go ahead and pray. Rabakoso balata brisketaya. Like the song we just sang, let the channels of your spirit open up. Let the channels of your spirit be open up. Rabakoso baliata bashka. Baraso balatenish. Erabaka barosko priyande kati. Zabarata labando soparaka. Labaroso bande kete shabarate lekete baros kobalabiata Come on, for he that prayeth in unknown tongues speaks not unto a man but unto the Lord. He communicates mysteries in the spirit. Can you go ahead? Maraso bakabalatiana. Shabaraso balabriatake. Leketabarosko bariatake. Elambarasombra tekeliata. Eropokoso belekatia. Shabarato pokosko belekati. Hambaroso balatake. Tonight we finish the series on the revival, and may the Lord indeed revive us. For as soon as Zion travels, let him arosoba kabaratabaya, let korobosoba latabaya. Here I am. In your presence, do to me what you want. I'm open before you, Lord. Do to me what you want. I love my most of time. This is the blessing of encounters, yeah. This is the place of transformation, yeah. Do to me what you want. Come on, here I am, here I am. Yeah. You are prophesying that the Lord do with you as he pleases tonight. I'm open, yeah, before you, Lord. Yeah. Before you, I'm open. Before you, yeah. Father, thank you. Thank you. Bara soba kabaria lebekatia. Banto soba latem braska. Thank you for indeed you will do with us tonight as it pleases you. Thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, our hearts are open again. Visit us. Change us tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please can you be seated if you can, just quietly. You are outside, say amen. God bless you. Revival, part 3. Let's try to wrap up tonight. and give the Lord space to steer us up. Not by might, not by power, by your Spirit, God. Send your Spirit, God. Not by might, not by power. Please send your Spirit, God. We need your Spirit, God. Not by might, not by power. We depend on your Spirit, God. So we need your Spirit, God. Not by might, not by power. Please send your Spirit, God. We need your Spirit, God. Shaladabara sotomatiana. Proskilana toshata. Bala sokobatia. Baroskabayata. Lord, let your Spirit brood over us tonight. Whatever is not a representation of you, let it lose sight. Just keep playing, gospel. Keep playing. Can you just be still wherever you are, if possible? Just be still as much as you can. Come and make your presence known within. The glory of the living. Spirit of the Ancient One. Come and make your presence known within. The glory of the living. Just be still if you can. Spirit of the Ancient King, come and make your presence known within. The glory of the living. Blessed is he
Blessed is he who comes in the name of God. So we hail the Lion. We hail the Lamb. We adore the Lion. We adore the Lamb. We reverence this Lion. We reverence this Lamb. Parasula maneka telosana. Ala na 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 na. Pario skela matia. Salamani Haradio Shalom. Yeah, Haradio 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 Kola Manani. Come breathe upon us, bread of God. Breathe upon us, Spirit of the Lord. As we lift our hands in surrender to your name, Most High, I'm yielding to your Spirit, and I am walking in your love. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Holy. Come breathe upon me, bread of God. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. As I lift tonight my head in surrender to your name, Most I'm yielding to your Spirit, and I am walking in your love. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore your holy name. Hallelujah. Can you whisper to the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Father. Abba Father. Abba Father, Abba Father. Father, we love you. We adore you. We honor you. Blessed be the name of this great God, and may your name be exalted forever. Amen. Amen. Please, can you be seated? Is it rain? Please come in, come in, just come. Allow them come. Is the rain very heavy? Come. But the rain should still stop, because we really need to be comfortable. But come in, come in. Any space you can find, just come, just come. Please break protocols. Allow them just come in anyhow. Let them just come. Even if it's without chairs, if you can stand, just come without your chair. Find somewhere and stand. The rain will soon stop. Then we'll trust God to restructure you outside again. But just come, even if it's just standing, you will stand for a while, the rain will soon be over. Come in, can they come forward here, or anywhere they can find around, let them just come. Can you pray in tongues wherever you are? Please don't be distracted, just pray in tongues wherever you are. Pray. Puraski balashitabai. Bantelo sabreshketa. Where chairs cannot stand, let them just come. Or sit, come, just stand there. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Basu barashi balatabaya. Ilabron sabarashia. Lebarasu matesha barande bleski. Joto baraski babonde liapa ziketo baraski balada broske velete kenya erosa baya lempa roska brashe levita zemanomska bria leketi shata balaso barasha bakati aladash barosi banasha. Zeta la baroski bandi, braske lo barateka. Le babaroska ba, shabarasko baya. Please increase the volume a little, yes sir. Barasumande ketila harash. Can you put the people here if possible? Can you put them somewhere here? Barrister, somewhere. Siboro shabalati brashka. This is part of the meeting. Just go ahead and pray. It's part of the meeting. Jobaraski brande kebli sabaya. Jebaro sabaladi arabasha. Bateko sabalam preski onasha. Leko rabaski balefa. Joba brianda raski lo bratelina. Le kabara sombra shalate. Joba rasi manda la pambo sapai. Le kabara skabakosha. Brante kola brate tembla sarati. lepo baraka preske kala shoprata kem la sobria kati baraba koso balada baratena esilo paradiata jabarato boko soba la priata ke la tarash sombarate Hallelujah. Yes, please fix chairs here quickly. Just fix the chairs. Have the people come sit down. Sorry for the rain. If the rain stops, then quickly we'll just try to rearrange the people outside because the things the Lord will be doing towards the end of the service, we'll expect that we have a little space. Sit down if you can. Just sit. If you don't have a seat and you don't mind sitting on this place, please, you can. Right? Peter, all of you like this, come and occupy these three chairs. One, two, and then are you back? Come join them. Peter, easy, come this way, sit there. I'm giving you a call already. Sit there and then have people sit on their seat. Yes, young man, sit down. Of God is here. Jesus, you're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, you always hear me when I call. Jesus, you lift me up each time I call. You're the sweetest, sweetest name of all. Jesus, you're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, you always hear me when I call. Jesus, you lift me up each time I call. You're the sweetest, sweetest name. All right, let's just pay attention and then allow them continue their work. We started a teaching on the revival, and I tried to show us the triggers to revival so that as we anticipate the things the Lord intends to do in our generation, we should be able to know our responsibility and the things that are expected of us. And so I started by showing you our history, where we are coming from. The Church of Christ have been very powerful. Even before the coming of Jesus, we had men who lived and did mighty things for the kingdom, mighty things for the Lord. Before the coming of the Messiah, and Jesus came and ushered in a new season. And he did terrible things in righteousness, and the apostles after him. I tried to give us a background and then give us a little history of men that walked in the body of Christ and did amazing things for the kingdom. And I explained to us that the foundation to having revival in a place is prayer. You want to have revival in a city, revival in a territory, revival in your own life. The key is prayer. It's not just impartation.
when you receive an impartation and don't do anything about it, you are still not revived. It's prayer, personal contending for this fire of God upon your altar. And then we saw men who through prayer took their generations, did amazing things for the kingdom also. And one of such men was Apostle Babalola. One time he was with his people and he told them, can we just have a little word of prayer, a short word of prayer? And that word of prayer took 3 hours. And the people gasped out, they were tired. They said, Baba, you told us it's just a word of prayer. And they were tired. They said, we're about to wrap up. While they were fading out and just fainting in the third hour, he stretched again for another 3 hours. And then said the last amen. And he told them, this is a word of prayer. It's not real prayer. It's a word of prayer. These are the kind of men that did terrible things for the kingdom. When I see young people like myself who want to do terrible things for the kingdom and just playing around this prayer thing, they tell you it's not by prayer, it's just by the grace of God. You are not serious. You will deceive yourself and watch your life increase in age without any impact. If you are truly ready to take your generation, study history. Even Jesus started with prayer. Is that it? If the Lord Jesus himself could do nothing except he prayed, I wonder why we are trying to find out. And you see, my problem is that we have people trying to bring up depth and revelation from the word of God. And in attempt to do this, they are not guided by the Spirit of God. They begin to lead themselves into error. Any attempt to bring depth, how many of you know that you can get revelation from the flesh? Jesus told Peter, he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Meaning flesh and blood can reveal something. Is that true? So certain men can sit down, and because you are naturally intelligent, listen, you don't necessarily need the Spirit of God to explain the Bible. All it takes is your ability to read very well. If you can read and you are intelligent, like any other book, you can fine-tune an explanation from this Bible. And you can successfully lead people astray. Hallelujah. It takes the Spirit of God. It takes the Spirit of God. So Jesus started with prayer. We can't do otherwise. The key is prayer. I told you, if you want to have revival, what you sow as a seed for revival is what? It's prayer, not worship. When you worship God, you get the presence of God. Believe me. We were worshiping briefly and you saw the manifestation here and there. That's what happened. You get God in a place. But when you want to steer up revival, the key is prayer. And then we also considered what? After prayer was what? This is a recap. It was what? Passion for souls. You want to trigger revival, then be passionate about souls. What is your passion for souls? You want to be mightily used of God. You want to see the power of God in your life. You must be passionate about souls. The way you treat people as a young man of God, we will know whether you will be involved in this or not. There are a lot of young men of God like myself trying to use people to rise, manipulating people, usurping authority over people. They like it when people raise them up, and they can be angry when you don't honor them. You hear a man of God say, I will lay a curse on you. That's very terrible. Very terrible. This is a man Jesus came to redeem with his blood. And then you are standing here on the platform of the anointing you've received, and you want to place a curse? We will know how far you will get in this work by the way you treat people. Hallelujah. You must be passionate about souls. I was amazed during my birthday when people were talking. One of the major things they were mentioning is apostle can love people. Let me tell you something. The way I love is not natural, it's supernatural. Believe what I'm telling you. I didn't get it by learning how to love. It was an impartation. Say amen. Yeah. It's supernatural. It's not natural.
If you try to copy it without getting the real substance, you will be tired very soon. Because people are not as nice as what they look. Huh? Believe it. So again and again, they will keep doing things that does not even qualify them for the love. It was an impartation. So I tell people, the love I have for God and for people is supernatural. It's not natural. You try to explain it with natural words, you will miss it. It's supernatural. You must be passionate about souls. It's a trigger to revival. I'm just doing a recap, then I will show you some video clips. And then after the video clips, I will wrap it up in 25 minutes and we'll trust the power of God to move in our midst. Is that fine? And then the next was motives, right? That your motive must be wrong. Right. Most of the people God used, listen carefully, they were not running after it. It was not their passion to be known. It was not their passion to be popular. It was not their passion to be everywhere. They just loved the Lord. They just were passionate about the Lord. Many of them, all they wanted was a baptism of the Spirit. They wanted to be on fire for God. Little did they know that God had a plan over their lives. You see, their motives, very correct, very right. Most of the revivals that ended, it was wrong motives that ended them. Wrong motive. For instance, I won't mention him. There was a general, a very young man. I think he was around 37 or so. Ora Robert was the one with the largest tent in his time. Ora Robert had a tent. They used to have tent meeting, and his tent could seat 12,000 people. When this young man arose with power and fire, it was from him we started seeing creative miracles happen, like drinking water. It was normal. He went and built a tent that could seat 12,400 people. And his reason was, I want to have the largest tent, not Ora Robert. You see that? If the motive was correct to glorify the king, nothing wrong with that. But you want to make a name. Now you want to be the one with the largest tent or the largest whatever it is. That was very dangerous. The revival did not last more than 3 years and he died. Motives. Very terrible. When your motives are not right, you really will not see the power of God. You won't see it. Believe me, you won't see it. Of course, you might see dots of power and grace here and there, but the tangibility, the massive power of God, you really might not see it. Motives. And then we discuss dissatisfaction, right? Refusal to settle with what you have. Refusal to allow people celebrate you out of track. Huh? It's not wrong for people to celebrate you, but you must be wise. Because if you are not wise in the spirit, people can celebrate you and dig your grave. As they are celebrating you, you are entering the grave and you are not even aware. You have to learn to be dissatisfied. One blind eye opened, praise God, but that's not all that there is. One cripple walked, Lord, we give you glory, but that's not all that there is. God opened up a door of business, thank you, Lord, but that's not all that there is. I've said it again and again. Let me repeat it. Anything God gives you is an invitation for something higher. Anything, I don't care what it is an invitation for something higher. What he's telling you is that there can be more than this if you are counted faithful. I can do more with you if you can be faithful. Whatever you see, whatever you've seen, is an invitation. So learn to be dissatisfied. I refuse to be satisfied. Hallelujah. Has the rain stopped? Still falling? It has stopped. Will it fall again? Use discernment. It won't fall again. Some of you are inside now. You don't want to go out again. All right. If you want to go out again, wave your hand. My God. We might have to pray that the Lord increases all for us. But even if they increase it, it won't still be sufficient. Believe it, it won't be. So maybe what we'll do is, those who are inconvenienced at the back or somehow, If you can just create a little overflow at the front of the church, I think that will be fine. Is that fine? And those who are still coming late can have a place. Is that okay? But if you are comfortable, like some people are just sitting and looking, they don't want to go anywhere, you can just sit and be fine, right? But towards the back, if you know you are not too comfortable, you can just... Hallelujah. So dissatisfaction, right? And then the last was God's predeterminate counsel. It has been in the blueprint of God that a generation will usher in the coming of the Messiah. It has been in the blueprint. And then he said when that generation come, he is going to pour his spirit upon them, right? So it's in the blueprint of God that our generation pioneers something massive. It was prophesied by the Lord Jesus himself, prophesied by the prophets, prophesied by great men in the body of Christ. One of them was William Seymour, the man that pioneered the Azusa Street Revival. He prophesied that in exactly 100 years' time, there is going to be another revival that will usher in the coming of the Christ. And the 100 years was fulfilled 2 or 3 years back. So we are in the midst of prophecy. Hallelujah. We are in the midst of prophecy. Tonight, I want to show you the place of the Holy Spirit in this revival. He has a place, right? It cannot happen without him. No, it cannot. But before then, we will play these video clips. And are some people going outside now? All right, let's just sit quietly and then ensure. I think this is clear enough from the back. Can you see from the back? All right. We will play. Let's just play 2. We have 3, but let's play 2. We will play the first one we saw in Kefi. Wait a minute. Don't start. Just follow me. I'm the choir director here. Say amen. Amen. We played 3 in Kefi, but because of time, we will just play 2. The first one and the last one. Is that fine? Media? We will play the first and the last. And then I want you to sit quietly. Listen carefully. For many of you, as you listen, you're going to have impartations. Yes. This is very prophetic. So you will sit quietly and watch this. It's going to take at least 15 minutes. And then we are done. Are you ready? All right, let's start with the Azusa Street Revival. God bless you.
And he looked at y'all and said, y'all want to have some fun like we did about a year ago when the man's leg grew out? He said, well, we're going to. And he laid his hands on his shoulder. Brother Garcia looked down and said, Brother Tommy, I could look down into that hole in his shoulder and see the bone. He said he started praying for it and said, all of a sudden, the bone started growing out. In about 4 inches, the flesh started growing around it. And he said, I sat there, it took only seconds for him. It was slow motion. And he watched it as it just grew out. And he says, then he watched as the fingernails appeared all of a sudden. This man, his chin dropped down to about here. How he ate, I don't know. And even those people at Azusa told me, they didn't know. But they started praying for him, and then you could hear bones popping, and his chin started coming back up. And with just in a few minutes, he was normal. And Lucille said he was really kind of attractive. She had come to Azusa Street. Sister Carney saw her come in with a bloody bandage over her ear. And she said, you could see she was in tremendous pain. So she went up to her, says, to minister to her, and she told her what had happened. She said she pulled it back. She said, Tommy, it looked like a raw piece of meat. There was nothing there, just a raw piece of meat. Well, she started praying for it, and the woman said, oh, I feel tingling, and the pain's all gone. The pain is gone. So she said she yanked it back and looked, and right before her eyes, that was her first creative miracle. She said, the ear, a brand new ear. Said, yeah. He said he had a big handkerchief hanging down over his stomach, and it didn't smell too good. Well, he came up and asked the man, he said, what is your problem? He said, well, he told him, he said he picked up the... Is it and looked under and he says his entrails just hung out, hung down on his side, and he says so he put the the flat back down and put his hand on there and started praying. And he could feel his hand going in. And all of a sudden he says there was nobody. So he just grabbed it and put it back up. There wasn't even a hole.
It just closed up.
It
right
closed up. His entrails went back into his stomach. And it closed up. Hey. He got closer and realized the man was blind. Stone blind. So he had more compassion. One of them says,
what did you come here for?
He says, well, the people are telling me people come in here and they get healed. He said, I want my eyes healed.
Okay.
He said, okay, let's pray.
Let's pray.
He prayed for the man. His eyes got healed. Even the stench of alcohol left. And later on, through the Midwest, he had great revivals with the Assemblies of God. Even my hometown. He established a church there. Had hurt his leg in a football game, and he had it in a cast. Well, when I was speaking, I had him come down and sit in a certain area. And I said, now you people up there, you pray. And I said, I mean you young people, as well as these older ones. You pray, and if God tells you to go, leads you to go pray for somebody, obey. Go down and pray for him. Well, this little girl got up, and she looked about 10, but she was 13. She walked down there and laid hands on this man. And all of a sudden, he started jerking, and he went yelling, get the cast off. They busted this cast off, and he started dancing around the church. It took me a while to get him to get that little girl over to me. Everybody was going crazy. And I said, sweetheart, how old are you? She said, 13. I said, did you know you can do this anywhere, anytime? She looked puzzled. She said, anywhere, anytime? I said, yes. Said she went to her school, and she was the what we call the towel girl.
Right.
You see these little girls handing to. Okay, the quarterback got injured bad. They had him up on the gurney. She walked up to him and says, I believe in divine healing. I believe if I pray for you, you will be supernaturally healed. Would you like for me to pray for you? She said he grunted out a yes. She laid hands on him and prayed for him. He got healed. He got up, and the next play, it was him out there playing.
Hi, we're in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where there's an amazing outpouring of the supernatural taking place. The Lord is touching so many lives in amazing ways, angelic visitation, very unique signs and wonders, which we'll actually show you in a few moments. You'll be absolutely astounded at what the Lord is doing. But it's especially touching the younger generation on this island who are getting so fired up for God. There seems to be an acceleration of souls getting saved, healings, deliverance, miracles, all those good things with people deepening in their worship and loving the Word of God. And so it's a true revival that is hitting people's hearts as these signs and wonders are being poured out. So we're at the House of Restoration and Mercy with Pastor Dennis Roja, and it's just awesome what is taking place. Pastor Dennis is one of the most humble people that I have ever met. He's so precious, has just a small work and a very humble work. It reminds me of where Jesus loves to hang out, and he is at this church doing great things. Pastor Dennis was in 1977. He had his first visitation of Jesus. It was an absolute encounter where he could touch Jesus, hear him talk, feel him. Jesus came to see him, had a crown on his head with every stone of the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's significant because we're going to show you the visitation of the stones that have come to Pastor Dennis in this last year that confirm that vision that he had back in 1977. When Pastor Dennis received that first vision that he had, it was after he had been saved and delivered out of a lifestyle of homosexuality. He was a transvestite, cross-dresser, and the Lord saved him. And after that visionary encounter of Jesus Christ, Jesus touched him on the head, and all the demons completely came out of him. He became so fired up for God, a fiery believer. Has worked as an evangelist for a number of years, and even in this past few years has been pastoring. But there's been a phenomenal outbreak of signs and wonders, including oil being poured out, gemstones appearing. In fact, he has received over 1,200 gemstones, already different colors. Some of them are diamonds, some rubies, emeralds. There's silver and gold dust that's fallen, and all different colors of dust, diamond dust and emeralds and sapphires and onyx stone. In fact, I've got onyx, little pieces of onyx stone right now, right on my hands here. Because we just dunked them into this whole barrel of oil that the Lord gave to Pastor Dennis in his church. It kept pouring out. They collected it in a big barrel of oil. And in it, it's filled with little onyx stones, which is one of the stones of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he was telling us that as people take the oil out to take samples of it, and it has this incredible fragrance to it, that it just keeps filling up. So however much goes out comes back in. Right now in the current church that he's in, that he has a Bible open on the podium, and oil just fills the pages of the Bible. It's filling the pages of the Bible, and little gemstones, little rough-cut diamonds are falling out of the Bible onto the podium. And then as he squeezes the Bible, the oil comes out, copious amounts of oil. This particular oil smells like myrrh. It's got the smell of myrrh on the inside of it, and it comes pouring off the podium into a collection vessel that he has. And at the same time, these kind of manifestations are happening. In fact, he's got oil being poured down the walls of his church, off the beams, onto the floor, onto the seats, and it's just nonstop, continuous pouring out of oil. At the same time, these manifestations are taking place. There's souls being saved. There's people being healed. Intense worship and prayer. Deliverances. People are being set free. This is truly a move of God. And that's how you can confirm if a sign is really from God. It'll cause people to worship the Lord more, to seek Him more. The signs of salvation and healing and deliverance and all the things that represent the kingdom of God should accompany the signs and wonders if they're truly signs and wonders from Jesus Christ. It must bring our focus back onto Him. That we'll get crazy in love with Jesus more and more and more. I tell you, I'm so excited about what the Lord is doing. When the oil started dripping soon after that, Pastor Dennis came into his building one morning, and all of a sudden the whole place was filled with gold dust that had fallen on the floor. And that's when he first noticed the prints. He was so excited. The Lord revealed to him that this was an angel that had visited, and the prints that were on the floor, the footprints, were actually the footprints of that angel. They're about 16 to 20 inches long, I believe. And then he had to go away. The cleaning woman came in, cleaned up all the gold, vacuumed up the gold. And so when he came back, the prints were gone. He was so concerned. But the Lord said, I'm going to visit you again. He visited again in that way. And on the carpet were the two footprints of the angel. Once again, this time, he cut out the carpet, cut out the footprints to keep them. And we'll just show that to you on the screen. And it's just covered in this gold dust with diamond dust, silver, emerald, ruby, sapphire, all these different colors. It's just absolutely brilliant. I know that the actual footage, I don't think, does it justice, but when you're here, you can actually feel the presence of the Lord all throughout this room. And so it's really an amazing time. He was also at a prayer meeting with five men praying. And they were praying, and as they prayed, the Lord visited with an audible voice. And with the audible voice, the Lord said that He was going to give Pastor Dennis a gift that He had given to no Jew. And Pastor Dennis said, well, why are you giving it to me then? Because I'm a Gentile. And the Lord revealed to him that He was going to give him a supernatural token of the 12 tribes of Israel, the gemstones that represent the 12 tribes of Israel, and that he had an assignment for him to do in that way. And so then the gemstones came, just dropped over the next month. They started over 1 month from May the 1st of 2007 to May the 31st. He had all 12 stones, with the amber one being the last one. When you see them in person, they're just brilliant and causes a worship, an adoration in your heart, an awe of the presence of the Lord when you see them. Absolutely outstanding. 1,200 gemstones, over 1,200 gemstones have fallen. The 12 special stones that were given to him, representing the 12 tribes of Israel that he is embracing in intercession before the Lord. And the Lord has a special assignment for him in the reaching of Israel, I believe. And many other signs and wonders, such as the oil and the Bible dripping the oil and the walls dripping the oil. But all of it has released an acceleration of revival, an acceleration of souls, and an acceleration of kingdom power. And this man, Pastor Dennis, I believe was chosen because he is humble, because he is faithful, because he has integrity, because he is unselfish, and because he is wholly devoted to Jesus Christ. As you can imagine, he suffered a lot of persecution. People don't understand. They think he's of a cult or whatever. But I'll tell you, it's not a cult when people are getting saved and brought to the feet of Jesus and into his heart. It's not a cult when Jesus manifests his healing and deliverance power, just like in the Bible. It's not a cult when the Word of God is being exalted. It's not a cult when the name of Jesus is being so beautifully honored and where the fragrance of the nature and character of God is seen. It is the kingdom. Behold the kingdom of God, because it is at hand. Peter said, as he prophesied in Acts chapter 2, he said, in the last days, the Spirit of God would be poured out upon all flesh. And one of the things that would happen as a result of that outpouring is that there would be signs and wonders and harvest.
Hallelujah. Listen. It's not a cult. I know there are still people here who will be doubting and wondering, is that really true? Can this be true? Don't fool yourself. Just get involved in what God is doing in this age. Right? Three scriptures, and I'll talk to us briefly, and we are praying. Joel 2. Verse 11. Joel 2:11. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. Meaning the Holy Spirit is going to be the captain of this end time revival. He is the one that is going to be the captain. You are not going to do it like you feel. You are not going to move like you want. No. There is going to be a pattern. And the one giving this pattern is the precious Spirit of God himself. Verse 28, he said, I will pour my spirit. Then men will hear his voice. Although this army are going to be a very strong and mighty army, the Bible tells us that they are going to walk at the impulses of his voice. Listen carefully. It is in the nature of God, it is consistent with his nature, that before he moves, before he invades a territory, his spirit will be there first. Genesis, the Bible said there was chaos, right? And the Spirit of God moved. And then God said, let there be. Each time he wanted to use a king, he will send a prophet to anoint him with oil. Each time he wanted to use a priest, he will send a prophet to anoint him with oil. And hope you know that the oil is the symbol of the Holy Spirit. Is that true? Isaiah 45 from verse 1 to 3. Isaiah. Shabaros Kabaya. Thus says the Lord to his anointed. You see the anointing again? This is a Gentile king being anointed with oil, whose right hand I have holding to subdue nations. So it takes the ministry of the Spirit of God in partnership with men to capture nations, to subdue nations.
Before him, I will close the loins. I will loose the loins, sorry, of kings, to open before him the two-leaf gate, and the gate shall not be shut. Verse 2. He said, I will go before you and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Now let's see verse 3. I will give thee the treasures of what? It is impossible to be anointed and be broke. If you are truly anointed and you are broke, then that anointing is suspicious. Momentarily, when starting out, we know process plays out. But if what you are carrying is truly the anointing, watch this. The anointing dripping in the church of this man of God brought gemstones. Is that true? The anointing is dripping with gemstones. When Jesus arrived, the Bible said the Spirit of God is upon me, Jesus speaking, because he has anointed me. And the anointing approached the first thing the anointing attempted to deal with was what? Poverty. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. So you cannot be truly anointed and you are broke. In this last age, wealth is going to play a vital role in the revival. Believe it. I say it again. In this end time, wealth, riches, is going to play a vital role in the revival. And tonight, listen, there are some of you, the anointing that is going to come on you this evening is the anointing for kingdom wealth. Believe it, kingdom wealth. We will be limited if we are broke as a church. As a body of Christ, we will be limited. Right now, there are nations they don't allow preachers in. Is that true? There are nations, they've almost banned the gospel. The only way we can have access into them is having TV networks. So men are quietly in their house and then they tune in and they start listening to Family Worship TV. Although they are in the Europe, they are in Middle East, they begin to connect with what God is doing. Listen, in this end time, we will use wealth to invade every city and nation. Every village. He said, because of the anointing on you, I will give you the treasures of darkness. Keep the scripture. And the hidden riches of secret places. And you will know that I am the Lord. So there is a dimension of wealth the body of Christ has not seen yet. He calls it the riches of secret places. The treasures of darkness. We've not seen this dimension of wealth. We've not seen it yet. In case you are contented with poverty, you can remain broke. But listen, there is no way you can affect the nations if you are broke. Are you aware of that? At most, you can impact your locality and your village. But if you truly want to go to the nations, you must be wealthy. Some of you are not called to be pastors, but God is going to empower you in this last age to walk in dimensions of wealth that you alone will pioneer revivals in nations. Believe it. Believe it. The Holy Spirit has a part. The anointing. He said, I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil. So before David will go into work, the anointing, the Spirit of God must come on him. It is consistent with God's nature that he will never do a thing without his Spirit. Never. One more scripture and then we'll find a place to pray. Isaiah 45. Sorry, Isaiah 32. We've seen Isaiah 45 already. How many of you know that even Jesus himself, before he started the revival of his age, the Holy Ghost came on him? Is that true? Then he told the apostles, he said, no, I know you have walked with me for a while, but don't go out until the Spirit of God comes upon you. He said, and you shall be endued with power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Now listen carefully. A witness is someone who brings a proof to validate that what is being said is true. Is that it? You have to bring evidence. Listen, if the Lord is calling you a witness of me, Jesus, you are my witness, it means when you appear before your generation and tell them Jesus is alive, they have a question for you. What proof What evidence do you have to show us that Jesus is alive? That although you were not there, although I was not there, what evidence do you have? If the Bible calls you a witness, believe me, it's a very mighty office. It has nothing to do with being an apostle. Being a witness in this kingdom is more powerful than anything you can imagine. Because listen, Jesus is alive. Prove it. He died and rose again. We need evidence. And then the Bible said the man to produce the evidence is you and I. I'm sure the disciples would have heard this and they are excited. And he told them, before you move, wait a minute. The Holy Ghost must come upon you, because you can never give the world the evidence that will suffice them if you don't have the Holy Spirit. So you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be witnesses from your locality. Then it will spread to the utmost part of the world. We cannot do this alone. It takes the Holy Spirit. You must tonight decide to be in partnership with Him. Lord, I know I love it to be a man of this and that and that, but tonight I surrender. I surrender completely to the ministry of the Spirit. He said, and His voice will be the one directing this army. Isaiah 32, verse 15. Until the Spirit be poured on us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Until the Spirit, that's my place of interest. A wilderness can never become fruitful. A city can never experience revival until there's an outpouring of the Spirit. A church can never experience revival until there's an outpouring of the Spirit. So what precedes fruitfulness? What precedes fruitfulness, revival, increase, is the Spirit of God, an outpouring. So what is revival? And a massive outpouring of the Spirit over a territory, over a nation, over a people. That's what we call revival. A massive outpouring to a point that mighty things will be done by little children. You saw what happened in the Azusa Street revival. It was just an extract. Even children, the little boy that opened the blind eye was at the back of the church. If you check closely, the man of God, William Seymour, was even at the front preaching. So it had nothing to do with being a man of God. It had everything to do with alignment. We are in that age. How many of you are ready for revival? Because already the Spirit of God is being poured. Listen, and only few people across territories are able to align and totally surrender. And so when you look across territories, you realize that there are some people here and there that are doing mighty things for the Lord, and we have a little or a celebrated few doing these things. But listen, that's not the plan of God. The plan of God is Joel 2:28. Can you give us a scripture? And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour my Spirit upon how many flesh? Say it loud. How many flesh? The plan is all flesh. That's the plan. And your sons, everyone you call a son, your daughters, listen. Ladies, let me say this briefly and then we'll continue. Ladies are going to be mightily used in this last age. The Lord told me this, and let me say it this way. This is how He told me. Before the revival, 2,000 years back when Jesus came, it took a lady, a virgin lady called Mary, to bet that revival. If you check closely in scripture, every great man that pioneered the revival, Samson, it took a woman of alignment to bet him. And the Lord told me in this last age, there are certain ladies scattered across the territory of Nigeria, Africa, and the world at large. They might not exactly be beautiful as you think they should be. They might not exactly be the type you want to celebrate, but these people have been able to gain alignment. That's why tonight, if you are a lady, you must be positioned to receive, because God is going to use you to bet something in this last age that will be very strange. Very strange. And he's going to be raising again the likes of Ketan Kumar. Believe me, this is why it's going to be the Holy Spirit doing it himself. Listen carefully. Listen. Please don't be distracted. Listen carefully. He's going to be the one betting this thing. The Bible says he will be the captain of this army. His voice will go before us. So the lives of Deborah are going to arise again. He is the one to find them out. The lives of Maria Woodward Etta will arise again. He's the one to, listen, you check around this territory. I know we have a lot of women of God that are doing great things for the Lord. But when you want to check close, you realize that a strange woman have arisen called Becky Enenche. Listen, God is going to raise her type in their numbers. In their numbers. It's going to happen by the Spirit. Believe what I'm teaching. Believe what I'm teaching. How can I be a housewife and do mighty things? Is it possible? I have an answer for you. That was the same question Mary asked, in other words. And then the angel answered, I said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. You have to align. This thing has nothing to do with being a man of God. I'm so excited, like the dear lady that testified. She prayed with a man that could not move. And later in the night, the man was moving. These are the kind of testimony we trust God to bet in this place. We are normal people, that the least among us will become as strong as David. It's not my plan to be celebrated as one man of God that is doing great things, and he's the only one doing this thing. It cannot be replicated with no one else. No, sir. It's not my plan. This is not what the Lord called me to do. No, listen carefully. The Lord called me to demonstrate his presence and raise men who will demonstrate sin. Men who will walk in that same dimension. It has nothing to do with Jonathan Shekoya. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with your alignment. The Holy Spirit has a part. I will pour the Spirit of God. I will pour the Spirit of God. He told the apostles to wait. For this revival to happen, wait. I will have to pour my Spirit upon you. And listen, we're going to see persecutions like we've never seen before. How many of you are ready? Because listen, the kind of things God will begin to do in our time, people will watch and say, this one is not God. It's like this guy have their hand entangled in something. But listen carefully, we really are not scared of persecution, because it has happened to our fathers. It has. Holy Spirit, tonight we are very open to you in this house. Very open to you in this house. Very open to you in this house. Raise men and women, young and old, that understands the promptings of the Spirit. It looks like you don't know what you are doing now with your life. You've been trying to find purpose, you can't find it. You've been trying to know why you are here on earth. You don't know. Please, one thing I desire of you tonight is just release yourself and totally surrender to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Completely. I told the workers in Kefi, I told them, my greatest asset in life, my greatest asset in life is not this ministry. My greatest asset is my love for God. Believe me. My greatest asset is my love for God. Tonight, I trust that the Lord will by himself initiate some of you into a depth of love with him. It will be required in this last age. It will be needed in this last age. Why was Ketan Kumar able to do mighty things? Partnership with the Holy Spirit. Why is Apostle Joshua Selman doing mighty things for the kingdom? Partnership with the Holy Spirit. Take away the Holy Spirit from all of these great men, and then you will see their vulnerability. I say this with me inclusive. Take away the presence of God from this place, and none of you will show up again. What is making this thing like this? I say it without any fear. I say it without hiding anything. Unashamedly,
What is making this place become what it is now is the presence of the Lord. Believe me. You know it. I might not be the best preacher in town, and I know. I might not be the one with the depth of revelation. I know it. But one thing I chase with my life and my heart is the presence of God. Believe me. Take him away from my life. You will come here on Sunday evening and will never see one person. Believe me. Will never see one person. You want to know why things are happening like this? I show you the key. I'm telling you this, the Holy Spirit. And he has told me again and again. I shared with you the vision I had some times back. I think that was 2 months back. I was lying down in my room and preparing for a meeting on Friday afternoon. While I just pray and meditate and groan in the spirit, a man walked into my room. Listen carefully. I knew somebody walked in. I tried to turn because I was lying down. I could not turn. I tried to move. It's like he entered and pinned me to my bed. I tried to wake up and stand. I could not. Then I knew the Lord wanted to communicate something. I just took a position and remained calm. When you are used to visitations like that, you have to be smart. When I noticed the Lord has stepped into my room, I was very quiet and calm. Then I heard an audible voice. Jonathan, can you lend me your life? Audible voice, like I'm talking to you now. Jonathan, can you lend me your life? I started weeping in that vision with tears. I was weeping. In my heart, I said, Lord, if I lend you my life, it means I have a plan to get it back. I want to give you my heart. I want to give you my life. When I woke up, as soon as he stepped out of my room, I was released. Then I stood up with tears in my eyes. I wept before the meeting that evening. I said, Lord, I won't just lend you my life. I want to give you my life. Please. I want to give you my life. It was at that point I knew that my life completely was not even in his hands. Listen to me. When you say a thing about yourself, don't think it's true until you hear what God is saying. Before then, I've been thinking my life was in his hand. If you had asked me, I will brag with it and tell you, no, I've surrendered completely to the Lord. Now he's asking me 2 months back, Jonathan, can you give me your life? Meaning my life was still in my hands. Will you give yourself away? Just be still. Oh God. Will you give your life away so he can use you? Will you give your time away? My brothers and sisters, will you give your life away so he can use you? Will you give your all away? Will you give your all away so he can use you? I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. He's going to raise in this last time young men, young women. Don't underrate anybody. Listen to me carefully. To those of you who have this mindset of looking down on people, you are too proud and arrogant. You see everybody and think they should be under your feet. Be careful. Be careful. Because you are not the one to decide it in this end time. No, no. It will be the Lord. You might see a man walking with one shoe, one trouser. He has one cloth. That's what he wears every time to church. And you look at him and laugh. Don't laugh. Be very careful. Because The Lord himself is the one doing the selection. If he was going to depend on many of you to choose people, I know you won't choose the people he wants to use. In this last age, honor all men. Honor all men. You see the way I treat people? No, I'm a smart person, at least in that area. Because you can't tell who is who. There are some of you seated down here. In the next 5 years, what God will be doing with your life, I might be in shock myself. Believe it. Believe it. God only dragged you to this place to ensure your mindset, to ensure the hunger, to ensure God steers you up. But the things God intends to do with your life, if only you can align, might be a shock to even myself. So you will finish despising someone who thinks he's going nowhere. And after a while, that's the man on TV. That's the man pioneering the revival in your area. Please be careful. The Lord is the captain of this army. He's the one doing it himself. He is. I will pour my spirit. And anyone that is in alignment, we're going to have a lot of Benihins in this last time. We're going to have a lot of Apostle Joshua Selmans in this last time. We're going to have a lot of Dr. Paul Enentius in this last time. Believe it. We're going to have a lot of Bishop David Oyedepo in this last time. You don't like it, there is nothing you can do. Because the Spirit of God has been released upon this generation. He is the one raising his army. He is. When the revival happened in the 70s, listen carefully, we only had some few men in territories, and it's already like that right now in Nigeria. When you check around territories, you see certain men who by reason of alignment have been able. But listen, Jesus will not come yet. For those of you who are waiting for his coming next month, he will not come yet until this scripture is fulfilled. Believe it. The other video I wanted to show you is about a young music minister called Joshua Mills, who can enter an elevator in America and come out from the elevator and he's in China. He will enter an elevator in another country, come out from the elevator, he's in another country. A music minister, not a pastor. You see it? I am telling you, this thing will have nothing to do with titles. I know you are called, but how serious are you with the call? Don't go around and see you are the only person. No, sir. Awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and the Lord will give you light. 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 Many of you will do business by the prophetic. Huh? Believe it. Some of you will be legal practitioners with the prophetic. Believe it. You will be a medical doctor working accurately in word of knowledge. You know what to prescribe and what to do per time. When medicine fell, you know how to lay hands. It will happen in this end time. Listen carefully. How many of you know right now, the way the world is rising with persecutions against men of God, there are times a man of God wants to travel with an airline and they will say this and that and that and that and that. Now men of God are buying private jets, they are being persecuted. Let me show you the next dimension that will come to the body of Christ. They won't need the private jet again. It will become Philippian airline. You know how Philip disappeared? Because right now they will tell you the weather is bad, the atmosphere, the plane cannot fly, this and that is in place. In a short time, we don't need an airport to enter a country. All you need is the program should be organized. You enter your room, come out, and then you are in that country. At will, at will. Man of God, where has it happened in the Bible? Read your Bible very well. That's what happened to Philip. The Bible says after he has baptized the eunuch, he stepped out of the river only to find himself in another country. Elijah ran with his barefoot and overtook a presidential chariot. It will happen again. It will happen again. It will happen again. It will happen in our lifetime. No, it will. Some of you are here. You will watch and see terrible things happen. In years to come, you will see wonders. I and the sons the Lord has given to me are for signs and wonders. Why are they called wonders? Because they will amaze people. They will surprise people. Listen, let me say it. In this last age, at some point, it will take discernment for you to believe that what is happening here is God. You will enter some territories, and the things that are happening through ordinary people, young people, will surprise you. It will be things we've never seen before in the body of Christ. You saw hands grow. I've seen these things in my vision. Let me tell you this. I've had visions where I met people who were having broken bones. It was like an accident or something, I can't tell. With withered hands. And then their hands were straightened. Broken bones were mended. The kind of things that will happen. And if the Lord showed it to me, it means it must happen. Believe it. When will it happen? Though it tarry, wait for it. Wait for it. It will surely. It will surely. It will surely. Our children will not be normal children. You try to initiate my son in school, you will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Believe me, you will be baptized. The demons will leave you instantly and you will be baptized. You will be. We are in that generation. Be dissatisfied with the things happening. Be dissatisfied with the things happening. I choose to partner with you, Holy Spirit. I know there are people who said, no, why the Holy Spirit? Let's go with Jesus. I'm going to talk on the Holy Spirit in the ministers' conference. And I will show you, listen carefully. I will show you that exactly what Jesus was to the apostle is who the Holy Spirit is to us. By cutting the Holy Spirit to go through Jesus will make you go through pains in this life. And I will prove it in scriptures. He has been given to us. He has been given to us. Tonight, we're going to pray two prayers. Two. Man of God, but I'm not a pastor. Forget about it. You might be called into education. That's why you need this anointing. When you enter the class, you should fill all the children with the Holy Ghost before lecture starts. Yeah. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. Tell the person over there. It will happen, oh. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen. My greatest desire in life. My greatest desire in life is to carry His presence. Is to carry His presence. Is to be in partnership with Him. Believe me. It's not even preaching. It's not ministry. It's His presence. Tonight, can I have people who have this same obsession? Or maybe you didn't have it previously, but decided tonight. Lord, what I'm looking for is not name, it's you. What I'm looking for is not ministry, it's you. If it's a microphone, we can buy mic and give you, you will still not be relevant. Lord, what I'm looking for is not another platform. What I'm looking for is you. If I can have you, it suffices. If I can have you, it's okay. It's okay. For many of you tonight, the Lord is going to drag you to the place of fellowship. Believe it, because you need this. You need it. Lord, revive us, or there is no need living. Revive us. Revive us. Are we ready to pray? Listen carefully. Listen, I know it's still raining. I can see droplets of rain. And we might not be able to go outside to pray, but the place is so chopped up. But I really want you to pray. We have just two prayers. If you think it's better to hold the hand of somebody in prayer, fine. If you can't hold the hand of somebody, but ensure you take a very comfortable position. We're going to pray just two prayers. Isaiah 64, verse 1. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, by your spirit. You might be very intelligent. It doesn't make people's life change. No, it takes the Holy Spirit. Listen. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heaven. Listen, that you will tear open the heaven. That thou wouldest tear open the heaven. One prayer tonight. Oh God, rend the heaven over my life and baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Rend the heaven over my life and baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Rend the heaven over my life and baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Can you lift the voice and pray? Can you lift the voice and pray? A baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptize me, O God, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Baptize me, O God, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I refuse to be on my own. I refuse to do it by myself. Lord, rend the heavens. Rend the heavens. Rend the heavens. Baptize me tonight afresh with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Afresh. You have 10 minutes to pray. You have 10 minutes to pray. This is just the beginning. Are you praying at all? Shabarata balaka perele capriata. Rasopolo tobaria legate. I shambara babababa like a tabele. Let's get a letter from the legatia. And let your mara de la is our prayer with in the week of the Bible. I'm gonna go to the
Come on, brother. God, rend the heavens. Baptize me, O God. Baptize me, O God. Baptize me, O God. Shaparata palata para. Come on, we are a praying generation. We are a praying generation. We are a praying generation. Baptize young men and women. Baptize young ladies and young men. Baptize old men and old women. Baptize people in the second night. To become extensions of your influence upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more prayer. Baba raso bala mene mene ketela. Razi gidi gidi balada barateka. Randi lo sovinane kora sile mende kete. Jobara le mene ketele. Rala solana. Araba kabala zubarate kati emproskobalate yakabala kurasitanaya Hallelujah. Now listen carefully so that you know the direction for the last prayer we are praying. Some of you, after this night, even the things you didn't pray for will begin to happen. Believe me. You are praying for a baptism of the Holy Ghost, but the contract will be released. The limitation will be broken. Believe it. The ministry will experience increase. You are praying for one thing, but God will be doing other things. Believe it. Now listen, listen, listen. The next prayer, nobody can pray it for you. And when you leave here, let the prayer not end here. If you are a wise person, this last prayer point is something I pray. Keep praying it until your life becomes the desire of God. Everyone here is called into different area and different sphere of life. Not everybody is going to be a pastor. Some of you are going to be bankers. You will own banks, not just work as a bank manager. You will own banks. Believe it. Some of you will have 3 children. And listen, as a lady, your biggest responsibility will be raising those children in the way of the Lord until they represent the Lord. And if you are able to do that, you are fulfilled. Now listen, this is a prayer point. Oh God, may my life reveal the possibility of God that is allocated to me and my generation. Listen, may my life reveal the dimension of God that is allocated to my life. Listen, listen, listen. I want you to understand what I'm saying now. Listen carefully. You are not called to reveal everything in God. Your life is too small. For many of you, all you are called to reveal is a dimension of wealth. You will be so wealthy that when they want to look for a wealthy man in the kingdom, you are the reference. For some of you, you will be an evangelist to the nations, that when they want to make reference to an evangelist, you will be the one. For many of you, you will be a lawyer, a Christian lawyer. They want to make reference. You are the one. For many of you, you will be in business, fashion, media, music ministry. Listen carefully. There is a dimension of God you are supposed to reveal to this generation. And if you get back to heaven without revealing it,
You wasted God's resources. You wasted God's resources and wasted your own time. You will enter heaven, but you will still regret. This is the prayer. Oh God, may my life, you don't have two lives. May my life, when you live here, let this prayer be your prayer. Don't end here. May my life reveal the dimension of God allocated to my life and my generation. You are called to reveal a dimension of God, a possibility in God. May my life reveal it. May my life reveal Jesus to this generation. In music, in the apostolic ministry, in the prophetic ministry, in the business world, in finances, lift your voice and pray. May my life, are you praying outside at the back? May my life reveal a dimension of God, a dimension of God allocated to this generation.
Are you praying? There is a place where my heart cries for Lord.
Are you praying?
There is a place
you are contending.
I am yearning for. It is a place where it calls to the deep, I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. There is a place where our heart cries for Lord. There is a place I am yearning. There is a place where it falls to the deep. Oh, it is a place of your glory, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your fellowship with the Lord. Take me by the hand to your holy place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I know you, Lord. So like fire and like rain, let your glory fall, let your presence fall. Like fire, like rain, let it fall. Rabata balada barasina hata. Banda bango shoma la barie kachane. Like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain. Dabarane balatata. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, born upon our altars. Holy fire, holy fire. Holy fire, born upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, born upon my altar.
Barabako sobaga malabaria trepesh. Branzoba labarada bakosko beliatekada. Zibranda rababa latina. Can you lift your hands wherever you are? Lift your hands. Those of you who were holding your hands there, hold your hands. You guys join them, hold your hands. Lift those hands high. And if you can, just look at my eyes. All of you, right now, at the count of three. Take it now. Lift your hands wherever you are. I see a baptism of fire. I see a baptism of fire. At the count of three, you're going to shout fire. Something is coming on you. Wherever you are. At the count of three, shout fire. One. Two, three, shout fire. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Shapa rakete. Shapa rakete. Shada da 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 da. Rapare sopria la catina. Shaparaka paria de pesha. Lift your hands one more time. If you know your hands were connected with somebody, hold the person's hand. I saw some group of people here holding their hands. Even if you were two, hold the hand of the person. And if your hands was not locked up with anybody, find somebody, hold your hands together. The Bible says he set them on fire by two. That was Samson, the foxes of Samson, and he released them into the corn of the Philistines. Tonight God is setting us on fire by two, and he's releasing us into his harvest. Japarataka, lift your hands high. I see something fall like creams of fire, coals of fire. At the count of three, you will shout Jesus. From the front to the back, I see an impartation. Outside, at the count of three, one, two, and now three, shout Jesus. now. Take it now. Take it now. All over this building, there is an impartation of fire. All over this building, there is an impartation of the Holy Ghost. Rapa kabala tabarati eketesh. Jesus. I see 41, and this is what the Lord is saying. An anointing for strange level of wealth, an anointing for prosperity. You don't like it, you can forget, but God is imparting 41 people with an anointing for wealth and prosperity, for kingdom advancement. And right now, let the Lord find out these 41 people. At the count of seven, an anointing for wealth. One, two, three, four, five, six. It's not exactly by falling. You receive by faith. At the count of seven, I see 41 people step into an anointing of prosperity. And now seven, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Kingdom prosperity. Kingdom wealth. True riches of the kingdom. Jabalana Brasina Mandi. Rupa Kabalana Barasinanda. Kolabara Sabateka. Jesus. I saw some people holding their hands here. Can you hold your hands? I saw a group here holding their hands. Hold your hands together. Lift them high. Now look into my eyes. From where you are right now, let there be an impartation of fire now. 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 At the count of three. One. Two. Three. Take it now. 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 Prasiba la tekata. Jopara tekete kete. Shate ketia. Barande kete. Your lives never be the same again. Never. 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 Ah! Ola na matida. You are in worship team. I don't know how you will do it because I see people around who are not worshiping. But look for a worship team member and hold your hands and lift it high. You are in worship team. You are in worship team. Hold your hands and lift it high. Join them later, you'll come back. I want to direct the anointing this way. Join them there later, you come back. You are in worship team. Hold your hands and lift it. As the anointing of God come on them, you are a music minister and you want to key into this, you can have it now. Lift your hands high. Hold your hands and lift it. Worship team. Now look at me. Look into my eyes. He said, if you can see me, you will have it. That was what he told Elisha. Now in the name of Jesus, as you look at me, let there be a transference of grace. Now. Now. Now, now, now. Shabalata brosabayata. Drink of the fountain of the Spirit. Drink of the fountain of the Spirit. Drink of this fountain of the Spirit. Drink of this fountain of the Spirit. You are a music minister anywhere. You can have it now. Have it now. Have it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hari Hari Yo, Hari Yo, Hari Yo,
Hari Hari Yo. Hari Hari Yo. Hey, Hari Yo. Hari Yo. Hari Hari Yo. Hey. Hari Hari Yo. Hari Hari Yo. Hari Hari Yo. Let me do this quickly. This is my last assignment and I'm done tonight. Listen carefully. I want to be releasing the anointings of the generals that we discussed. I want you to truly be very, very honest with yourself. When I call their names, some of them, the amount will literally come on you and you will feel it. Believe what I'm telling you. How is that possible? Except for we are surrounded by a cloud of witness. It's a possibility. In this meeting now, there are certain generals. As I call their name, their mantles will begin to find people out. Find generals out. Young ancients are arising this night. Young ancient. You are young, but you are a very ancient man in the spirit. Why God is starting here, but I hear Solomon in my spirit. The wisdom of Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon, the wealth dimension of Solomon, the wealth dimension of Solomon, the wisdom dimension of Solomon, the wealth dimension of Solomon. I hear David, the mantle of David, the Davidic anointing. Let it fall now. Let it fall now. Let it fall now. Let it fall now. Please walk with me. Walk with me. Shabara silona nakaba yaketelina. Father, tonight I ask that let the mantles of our fathers fall on us. Let the mantles of our fathers fall on us. Let the mantles of our fathers fall on us. The first I'm mentioning tonight is our father, Apostle Joshua Selman. Let the fresh fire upon his life. Let the fresh fire upon his life. Help them. The fresh fire upon his life fall on us tonight. Take it wherever you are. Receive it now. Receive it now. I see young Deborahs emerging. Deborahs, the spirit of Deborah, the mantle of Deborah, the mantle of Ketrin Kuman, the mantle of Becky Enenche, the mantle of Maria Woodward Etta, the mantle of Sinaj in music ministry. I see the mantle of Paniche Cross, Shapa Reketila, Repoko Sobeliakata, Rapapalate. And in the name of Jesus, I release the mantles of our father, Ayo Babalola, the mantles of Benzini Dahosa, the mantles of Dr. Bonnie Nenche, the mantles of our father, Apostle Suleiman, the mantles of our fathers of faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, Kumuyi, Adeboye, let them fall on us. Let a generation emerge that will represent God in every sphere of life. Now, can you just be still wherever you are? Help this young man. Be still wherever you are. And lift your hands, except for the strings.
if your life is December, no, it's not possible. It's not even possible. There is no reason. Even if you are a newcomer and you are still suspecting what is happening here, something has happened to you already. Believe what I'm telling you. You don't need two meetings for your life to be fired up for God. No, one meeting is sufficient. One. You don't need two. One. Lift your hands. In the next 2 minutes, the Holy Spirit is going to move in this place himself. And he's going to separate men by himself. As much as you can, just be still. Just be still. Just be still. Father, you have us tonight. And right now, from the front to the back, let your spirit move. Do in us what only you can do. Empower us for destiny and life. Right now. Just be very expectant right now. Don't distract yourself. I already see the hand of God moving from the front. Just be still. He's moving already. Way to the middle. He's moving way to the middle of the hall. To the back of the auditorium. The Spirit of God is moving, separating men. Still moving. One more minute. They're still moving in our midst. Deepening relationship with himself. He's deepening the relationship of many with himself. He's deepening our relationships with him. Jesus.
Over everyone tonight, I decree that what has happened to you tonight will not die. Please, the people kneeling here, if you can go back, you quietly stand and go back. If you can stand, those of you, just stand and go back. And while I'm still speaking of our lives, the power of God is still touching people. If you know you are not born again, you will quietly come and kneel here and begin to talk to the Lord about your life while I pray. You know you are not born again, or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, quietly walk forward here and kneel here and start talking to the Lord. Meanwhile, everybody stretch forth your hands. Put your hands before you. And I hope you don't want to be cajoled before you come. If the Lord is talking to you that you should repent this night or rededicate your life to God this night, don't fight it. Be a very smart person. Just come. You are old enough to know what to do. Don't joke around with your life. Just come. You've seen what God is doing here tonight. Only you cannot be left behind. Make it right. Come. I pray for everyone this night. Two prayers. The investment of God upon your life cannot be destroyed by a man, woman, born of a man. What God is investing in you, no man born of a woman, no woman born of a woman can end God's investment upon your life. For many of you, that is something that will always drag you down when you are attempting to rise. That's what I'm trying to attack now. You cannot keep receiving impartations like this, building your life in the place of prayer and retreat and all kinds of things, and there is one particular person or one particular thing the enemy has leveraged on to always bring. No. We are ending it this night. I therefore decree that God's investment upon your life, God himself will guide it and guide you jealously. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever the enemy may want to fire into your life to either destroy God's investment or your own life, be it sickness, be it a man, be it a woman, be it spirit, I decree this night that may they be diverted from you. May nothing locate you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What God is doing with you now, the investment he's putting into your life now, believe me, it's not just for you. This is why I'm praying this prayer. It's for generations. Can you imagine something had happened to me? Where will you be? It's not pride. But imagine something had happened to the investment of God upon my life. You are here, maybe you wouldn't have been here. That's why I'm praying this prayer with passion. What God is doing in you is for generations, it's not with you alone. I therefore pray that because of that generation, because of the number of people, because of the number of children, women, men, this generation has been attacked by the enemy. But I decree that because of the people connected to your destiny, may God preserve you and preserve his investment upon your life. May he preserve you and preserve his investment upon your life. May he preserve you and preserve his investment upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The issue of rising today and falling tomorrow, by the anointing of God in this house, I arrest it today. If there is anything that is still proving hard within your life, is not making you release your life completely, I pray in the name of Jesus, may the Spirit of God brood upon your life. And may he conquer your life for himself. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now, I want you to be very still again. If possible, don't be distracted by anything. While I pray with these people, I still see the Lord touching people. The Lord is not done. This way is laying in my heart. I see the Holy Spirit initiating people into deep relationship, into deep intimacy with Him. So just be still. I see the Lord still touching people while I pray with these guys. Those of you here, I can see some of you even crying. I want you to pray after me tonight. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you with the whole of my heart. I ask for mercy. Forgive me. Forgive all my sins. From today, I accept you. I receive you as my Lord, as my Savior. I rededicate this life to you. From today, plant my feet in you, and may nothing be able to uproot me. From today, I walk with you. I'm born again. I'm yours. In Jesus' name. Amen." Father, I stretch forth my hand towards your sons and daughters. I decree now in the name of Jesus that the grace of God will keep you. May the hand of God be mighty upon you. May nothing be able to uproot you from this grace. I decree that a new life has come. New strength, new grace. You will walk with the Lord and love Him like never before. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please just stand quietly. You will take this way. There is somebody. Quietly take this way. There is somebody that will direct you and attend to you quickly. God bless you.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page, Family Worship Experience International, or you could visit us on our Telegram page, Family Worship Experience International.